We did go back to Cana, and this time he was welcomed with open arms.
Oh, news travelled so far. It even travelled right down to Capernaum. And there was a nobleman there, or a man of royal birth, I think you would say, a wealthy man. He came all the way from Capernaum, right the way back up to Cana, because his son was dying. His son was dying, and he came to plead with Jesus that Jesus would heal his son. Well, as far as I can remember, the conversation was quite short. For Jesus said, "All that you want is to see signs and wonders." But the man pleaded again for his son. And then Jesus said,
"Go, for your son is healed."
And as soon as the man heard those words, he left. He didn't plead with Jesus at all anymore. He didn't argue or anything. He just turned round and left and began the walk back to Capernaum. Imagine our joy when we heard that as he was getting back towards Capernaum, his own servants had come out to meet him. They came to say that his son was healed. He asked the exact time that the fever had left his son. And they said, "It was the exact time when Jesus had said, 'Your son is healed.'" Oh, what rejoicing there was among us that day. And that man, not only did he come to believe in Jesus, but his whole family did. Oh, that was a great and wonderful day. And that was the second of the great miracles that they say was one of the signs that Jesus is the Son of God. The first being when he had turned the water into wine.